We're in Siman Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Halachas of Ner Chanukah, and we're up to Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin Mitzvah, and that's what we'll be doing. Mitzvah Lanicho Betefach HaSamuch LePesach Mismol. The mitzvah is, meaning in the mitzvah min amufcher, is to put it a tefach next to, within the tefach of the door, which means you're not putting it in the doorway because people come in and out. So you want to put it next to the doorway. So what you do is you put it to the left of the doorway, but within a tefach of the doorway. Kedei shetehei mezuzah miyamin, v'ner chanukah mismol, so that you're completely surrounded by mitzvahs. The mezuzah on the right side, the ner chanukah on the left side. Now, why must it be tefach asamuch lepesach? Because once it's further than that, remember, you're talking about medina de shulchan aruch, outside the home. If it's outside the home and it's not within a tefach of the Pesach, people will not know that the person living there put it over there. This goes whether it's at the door to the house or the door to the chotzer. B'dieved, it is not ma'akiv. Further, v'im ein mezuzah, what happens if there is no mezuzah in the door? Manicho miyamin, then you put it on the right side, like every mitzvah, also because people always turn to the right and they'll be seeing it. V'minicho bedelas atzmo. What happens if you're not putting it alongside the door, but you're actually putting it in the doorway itself? Yanichenu mechetzu shel knisa letzad smol. The Machaber says you can put it anywhere on the left side. It does not have to be near the edge of it. Anywhere on the left side is good enough. Mishtabur brings the Taz, who is machmer, that you should put it on the leftmost side, meaning all the way at the end of the left, of the left side. Says the Ramana, umiyu bizman hazeh, shekulanu madlikin bifnim, today that we all light indoors, vein heker levnei rishus harabim klal, and there is no heker to the bnei rishus harabim altogether, ein lochush kolkach imein madlikin betefach asamach lepesach. You don't have to worry about tefach asamach lepesach because it's in your apartment. Umikol malkum, says the Ramah, haminig lahadlik betefach asamach lepesach imo bimeyem. Nevertheless, the minig is to light over there. The Tefach HaSamach LePesach. Why are you lighting the Tefach HaSamach LePesach inside the house? To be mesuvah b'mitzvahs. Ve'en l'shanos elim kein rabim b'nei abayis. You should not be meshanah, meaning you should light by a doorway, unless there are many people there. Shod if yosod la de kol echad b'mokam miyuchod mila'arav haneris b'yachad. Because then you're better off having everyone light in a specific place so that you'll see their number rather than everyone lighting together. Vein heker kama neiros madlikin, and it won't be nicker how many neiros are lit. So what is he saying? That really indoors you should always light near a door. Now the Mishtabur brings down that if you have a window to the Rosh Hashanah, you're better off lighting by the window. And the emes is that we should really speak out here. What is the halacha l'maisa? We take a look. Everyone's got different minhagim of where to light near Hanukkah. Some people actually light outdoors today. Some people light. At the door to their, if they have an apartment building at the entrance to their apartment, others put it a door to the living room, others do it in a window. What really is the halacha b'zman hazeh? From what we saw yesterday, the mechaber is paskening, the ikar adin is like Tosfos, which means it should be at the Pesach HaChotzer. If your house meets the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you light there. If not, you light at the Pesach HaChotzer. It's only a Darba Aliyah who doesn't have one puts it in a window. He doesn't have a Pesach HaChatzer. And B'Shas HaSakana, you just put it on the table and light indoors. What is Halacha L'maisa today? So, to begin with, there's a big Machlokes HaPoskim. What does Shas HaSakana mean? First of all, if there's a Sakana that someone's going to steal it, is that enough reason not to light outdoors? Second, there's a mashmos in the Bala Iter that the minhag already is mishas ha-sakona ve'eloch. Ever since the shas ha-sakona, the mitzvah became indoors. In fact, in most places in the world, it is assumed that ever since there became a shas ha-sakona, the ner of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah was made for indoors. That being the case, really, the Iker mitzvah is to light indoors and not at the door to your house. So now you have a choice. Should you light at a doorway in the middle of your apartment or at a window? So on that, the halacha, the Mishtabura is telling us, is that face it, if there's no sakana in putting in the window bezman hazeh, then doing the persume nisa of at least getting the window is a better thing to do. Therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, today, if you have a choice between a door and a window, since our minig is to light inside, you should light near a window, and this way you'll gain the persume nisa. Now, we saw that if it's lamala michaf, if it's above 20 amis from the street, that would be, you're not yotze. So if someone lives in an apartment building on a higher floor, he wouldn't be yotze. We find that there are many poskim that are makel if you are facing another apartment building, so that there are apartments to which you are not lamala michaf, and they'll be able to see your ner Hanukkah, that you should light in the window anyway. Otherwise, if you have no real opportunity to light in a place that people are going to see it, where it's not going to be lamala michaf, you should light in a doorway somewhere in the house. This is all going with the shita and the minhag that ever since sakana, the mitzvah is to light indoors. Others hold that it's only b'shas ha-sakana mamish, and therefore b'zman hazeh, that there is no sakana, you should be lighting ner Chanukah at the Pesach Abayis, really the Pesach HaChotzer according to Tosfos. Therefore, if you have a courtyard or you have a little garden in front of the house, would be at the door where that meets the street. Now, there is a big question with regard to someone who lives in an apartment building. What is the status of the hallway where the stairs are? Do we call that a chotzer, or do we call that a rishus harabim, or do we say that it is neither one of them? The Chazon Ish in Erevin points out that in the olden days, a chotzer was a place that you had a certain degree of privacy. People used to do their work in the chotzer. They did their cooking in the chotzer. Whereas today, the hallway, since it is open to everybody who wants to come in and out of the building, and especially you're talking about an apartment building, your hallway does not give you the privacy of a chotzer, and it would not be considered a chotzer. Therefore, those who follow the Chazon Ish claim that the hallway would have a din of a rishus harabim, in which case lighting at the door to your apartment towards the outside would really be ideal. That's where that minha comes from. According to them, rather than a window inside your apartment, it should be at the front door to your apartment going into the hallway, unless you have a private house, in which case the front door, if that's seen from the street, if not, the door to the garden or whatever it is that you have in front of your house. Now, these are the Iker Shitas in Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So that's why the Ramah mentions that the minhag was that they lit indoors and near a doorway. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah spoke out that if you've got a window nearby, that you should light there. Further says the Ramah, U'mikol malkam yizoru shlo lahadlik b'malkam shemadlik en haneris kol hashana. You should not light in a place that they light neris all year long. Ki oz lo yeheker klau. Then it will not be nicker that we're talking about ner Chanukah. It look like regular lights. Even though today when we light indoors, according to the Ramah, the only heker is for the people on the inside anyway, and they will know. You still need a heker for all of the other people. You're supposed to put it on the dorim wall, on the south wall, which means if you're facing the Aron Kodesh, it is to the right. Oh, the Ramah here says, Bidrom HaMenorah. So that everyone says that this is a tos. It is it's actually a printing mistake. What it should say, Keneris HaMenorah, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was in Dorim. U'mesadron Nimizroch Lamarif. And you are mesadrit going from east to west. Mishnah Berurah brings that it's actually a machlokas rishonim which way the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash stood, if it was from east to west or if it was from north to south, and therefore there are two different minhagim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that what one should really do is put it on the Dorim side, which means you put the menorah if you're facing the Aron Kodesh to your right, but not actually by the wall. You should leave a space there, and the madlik should be facing, he should have his back to the wall, to the right wall, and facing the menorah, and therefore he should be lighting from the ner that is samach to the Aron Kodesh. That's where you put the first ner in there. Now, the mechaber assume that you're lighting in shul. Says the Mechaber, now Madligin and Mevarchim Mishum Parsumei Nisa. Where is it that we got the inyan of lighting in shul from? It's a shiltis that says that you're supposed to for Parsumei Nisa. Even though this is a minhag, we don't usually make brachas on minhagim. The Teretz says we do make brachas on minhagim. The minhag Ashkenaz is to say a brach on halal on Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minhag. Further, Hagav ein adam yotze b'neirish al beis hakneses. You're not yotze with the shul, that's not where you live. You'll have to light again when you get home. An oval should not be the one that is lighting the Ner Chanukah on the first night, because he'll have to say the Shechianu, and it's not right for him to say the Shechianu. If someone who doesn't have family at home is going to light again at home and he already said a Shechianu in shul, he wouldn't say Shechianu twice. V'nogin la'adlik b'beis ha'kneses b'in mincha l'marif. V'yeshnogim la'adlik b'erev Shabbos kodem mincha. Some do before mincha n'erev Shabbos because it's going to get late. The imrotz lamar lispar lachesh birach hashatz v'idlik echad mehem. When the shatz lights, someone else can take over. Yuchal hashamish ladik and hasharim v'hashas yitzpalul. If it's late, now lahalacha we light between mincha and mariv on erev Shabbos. If you're afraid that you'll come lidei chilul Shabbos, they should light early. And the Mishnah Brura says that if necessary and you want to light before a minyan even comes to shul, you can even make the bracha then ein limchos yesh al milismoch, because eventually there will be a minyan there.